Mr. Rasmussen and I started the process and involved a lot of other people along the way to determine what we were going to do with our middle school students since they couldn't attend school in their regular building. So as Mr. Rasmussen and I got together, we really talked about three goals. We talked about serving the middle school grades together. We didn't want students in four or five different locations being served by the same teacher, which would be not very logical and not very doable. And the other thing was that we wanted to make sure that it was least disruptive on our middle school staff and students after going through last year's COVID year. And now when we throw this on top of them, the best thing we could do is to try to keep it as normal as possible given the circumstances. And then finally, we wanted to develop a plan that would disrupt the least amount of individuals or programs in the school district. So the proposed plan I'm presenting to the board tonight is as follows. Our eighth grade students will be served up here in the high school. By doing that, very little, if any, construction work is needed to make the move. We're sitting in our media center, which is the biggest space. So you can imagine a couple, three classrooms in here. We got the ICN room there. So a few things that we wanted to accomplish by bringing the kids up here was to keep them separated from the 9th through 12th graders as much as possible. This would include before school. So if the 9-12 is waiting in the auditorium, the 8th graders will be in the commons. The hallway passing, two different schedule passing times. And then the lunches we'd be serving probably in the multi-purpose room as we're discussing right now. Once again, as this room last year was used for classroom space to create social distancing, the media center space will be used for classrooms. Our seventh grade students. Serve these students on the east third of the Achievement Center. Currently, this space is occupied by the baseball and softball programs. We are in the process of getting approval from the state fire inspector to construct six classrooms consisting of a temporary wall 8 feet high, double-sided sheetrock with insulation or a sound barrier. Although the exact size of rooms have not been finalized, it will be at least 32 by 21, which is 672 square feet, and a little larger than many of the rooms currently at the middle school. Actually, after meeting with Jerry Purdy today, that square footage will increase for each of those classrooms. The Achievement Center is wired for technology. Every student will have a computer, and being able to access the internet will not be a problem. We have asked Jerry Purdy, an architect, and this is partially my fault as we're trying to figure this out. Many of you know Randy Watts has really taken the lead on trying to get this thing to work. And I was under the assumption that Randy Watts is an architect and the state fire inspector doesn't believe that. So we tapped into Jerry Purdy, and he took that concept and he's drawing that up tomorrow morning and presenting it to the individual, and we're hopeful to have approval by the end of the week. Since that building is completely sprinkled, Jerry Purdy does not see any reason why this concept won't go through. Obviously, doing that's a little bit, quite a little bit of construction work to make that happen. Once again, all of the materials needed to put those temporary walls together, it can be provided by Aikens here, our local lumber provider. The sixth grade students, we would serve these students in the developed west third of the building. Many of you know, 4 years ago, the board purchased the Cass County building at that time, now called the Achievement Center. And we put in a large number of dollars to get classroom for our EOC program and our links program. We would displace the EOC program into Iowa Western Community College, two classrooms, at which time many of those students have individualized schedules. Some of those students are involved in our IJAG program and will be in this building a part of the day. Bryce Smith, our new EOC work-based learning person, will also be working with students, and they'll be out in the community getting work experience or through the MO program. So we feel pretty confident during this time frame that the EOC will do well at the Iowa Western classrooms. Iowa Western offered those to us early in the process. Our Lynx program is another program we would need to relocate, and we are proposing to relocate them in the Early Learning Center, where currently the homeschool assistance program takes place. Linda Nichols, Tina Olson were made aware that we are looking at using that space during this time for our Lynx program. By doing this, there's plenty of classroom space to house our sixth graders. In between the east and the west portion of that building is a common space. Our construction trades program is in the Bay Area. As you go up the steps, there's a pseudo gymnasium there, a big open space where physical education classes can take place, as well as a kitchen in the end, so we can serve the kids lunches there as well. So by doing that, we would house our sixth grade and seventh grade students as well as the teachers, and we would be able to accomplish all the things we need to do in the school operation. Any questions on that plan? Oh, I got one more. So the homeschool assistance program, we would be looking at, that would be the only program that would be using a community space to serve their population. Homeschool assistance program, I believe, uses Tuesdays and Thursday for project-based learning and following up with parents during that time. So unlike all the other buildings, they meet two times a week, where everybody else meets five times a week. By doing this, we felt, even though a number of churches and community spaces were offered to us, we knew that the operations of food service, technology, transportation, and maintenance would be a lot easier to get to a level where we can serve our kids on day one, and not have to address those in those community spaces. So that is the proposed plan moving forward. Once again, we are waiting for approval from the state fire inspector. Given the due diligence of the board back when we put that building together and sprinkling that building, it's going to make it a lot easier for that to get approved. So we're pretty confident, extremely confident, that we will be able to make the tweaks to make sure that we would meet all the standards that the state has. Next steps would then also to meet with Chief Erickson and Mr. Weiss and determine transportation needs. As I told Mr. Rasmussen from day one, we got to get a site approved before we can worry about all the details. And I know many of the teachers, Mr. Rasmussen, are worried about all the details. Well, those are our next steps. The transportation, out to the Achievement Center, where we're having about 200 students. We need to think about that. Highway 6 is, I think, at that particular point is a 45 mile an hour speed limit. We're limited parking out there in regards to each side, but we would probably need to take a bus to and from out there as we're transporting kids back and forth. So that's something that we have to put together, talk about with not only our transportation director, but also our police department. We would start cleaning out the back end of the Achievement Center and find another location to safely store the equipment out there. As if we go with this plan, everybody's been told if they're displaced that once we get back into the middle school, that those programs would go back exactly where they're at. So that's how we've left it with everybody as we speak about the potential move of their space. We need to order some technology, and then we begin furnishing the spaces with the equipment that we currently have. First on site is working through the process of inventory equipment, whether what's destroyed or what's salvageable at the middle school, as well as there's 150 tables sitting in the common space out there. So we would have to do that. Our goal is to get the same equipment, the same desks, student desk, teacher desk in the space in which that teacher is serving in a new environment to try to keep it as normal as possible. I am completely confident in those who are in charge of getting our middle school back to pre-fire condition. There's no doubt that their goal is to get it completed as quickly as possible. So that is very encouraging. We have gotten some good news in regards to some of the testing just here recently, yet there's a lot of work to be done. There's still some answers to be had in regards to electrical problems, HVAC problems and such. So we must prepare ourselves, if this proposal is passed, to last the whole school year. And we will be hopeful and optimistic that it is sooner, and that would give us something to celebrate. A lot of stuff will need to be moved in a short period of time, and once the plan is complete, we may solicit help from the community to help accomplish those goals, as well as the construction of those temporary walls.